We had our grand opening this last summer on July 31st, and we had over 50 people in attendance.
Karen Lucas is the president of the Port Alexander Historical Society. Getting 50 people together for anything in Port Alexander is a grand occasion. The town has about 75 full-time residents, with more during the summer fishing season. The society incorporated in 1994, but the project picked up speed about 3 years ago when a donor offered Carl Hansen's original house. Hansen founded Port Alexander in 1925. Lucas says the building at the head of the town's dock had not been touched since.
It was sagging and it was getting rather dilapidated, and we painted it inside and out with the Alaska State Museum grant monies. We did the plumbing and electrical with Rasmussen funds. We'd like to thank both of those entities. And we also were part of the Alaska State Museum internship program, and we had a museum intern come last summer.
The recognition by the Alaska State Museum is an important distinction for the Port Alexander project. Lucas says the society is registered as an emerging museum. For those unfamiliar with pre-statehood history, this might seem like a stretch. Port Alexander now is in the heart of a wild and remote area of coast, far off the more beaten track and calmer waters of the Inside Passage. It was not always that way.
Around 1932 was probably the height of things. There were about 2,000 people that lived in Port Alexander, and the bays on the east coast of Baranof, every bay had a small community, whether it was just a little pocket of hand trawlers or, you know, big Port Walter and Port Armstrong and up the coast. And so there was a lot of boat activity, and Port Alexander was the hub. You'd come there to socialize, to get your grub, to, you know, get your girdies fixed. There was a foundry. There was a dairy. Yeah, so it was very much a going concern, and it was known as the King Salmon Capital of Alaska.
Lucas says Port Alexander even had two major hallmarks of civilization, a bootlegger and a red light district inhabited by the Ladies of the Back Lagoon. Port Alexander's main product was salted kosher king salmon exported by the barrel to markets as far away as New York and even Europe. But then it ended. A crash in the fish stocks, especially herring, overfishing, and the onset of World War II closed down Port Alexander. Phyllis Mulligan is on the Society's board and is a 30-year resident of the community. She says people who arrived before her in the 1960s found a ghost town.
They can just literally walk into a house and it would be set up as if the family would be coming home anytime. Dishes on the table, clothes hanging in the closet. So they just more or less just picked up their suitcases and took off.
Mulligan became a de facto collector along with the rest of Port Alexander's new arrivals. She acquired items from old-timers from the town's heyday and says people were vigilant that Port Alexander's history did not go out with the trash.
Anything that might have been thrown away was grabbed and put in attics and just preserved. So a lot of the artifacts in the museum are there because of people taking care of them for many years.
A visit to the Port Alexander Museum is intended to be a kind of time travel. Hansen's house appears as it might have in 1925. The Society plans to open the museum for regular business hours next summer. Anyone can visit the rest of the year by appointment. The Port Alexander School has already taken its first field trip there. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.